morning, Carrie.
Mr. Vice President.
I understand I'm going to your alma mater.
Yes, you are.
I haven't been back. I've been there a bunch of times. I haven't been back in a while.
Exactly. Well, you're going to be in Iowa today. The president's going to New Hampshire. Both are swing states.
Yep.
What brings you here?
Well, specifically what brings me here is Iowa State University Engineering School is doing exactly what we think is going to happen all over the country. They're the next generation of engineers and innovators, and they're working very hard now with the ag industry, with John Deere, with Ag Leader, and others, in developing high-tech ag equipment to bring back, not only keep us the leader in the world in agriculture, and particularly in exports in this case, as well as developing new manufacturing skills and ultimately will be able to be exported as well. So it's all about manufacturing, and we're talking about insourcing jobs from China and from Mexico and from Latin America, from Vietnam. And I think that at the tip of the spear here is because we have the most innovative engineers in the world, the most innovative workers in the world, the most productive workers. So I'm very bullish about what's going on at Iowa State, but also all across the country.
Senator Santorum recently suggested there's a bit of snobbery involved in suggesting every American should take at least 1 year of vocational training or a year of college. Are you making a trip to a college campus today to sort of highlight what may be a developing ideological divide between the two parties over the value of a college education?
Well, I think there's an ideological divide between Rick Santorum and all of America on this. I don't think it's between the parties. You know, look, I've been going to college campuses and high schools all across America for the past 6 months talking about what the facts are. 6 out of 10 jobs over the next 10 years are going to require an advanced degree, a degree beyond, a certificate or degree beyond high school. It's that simple. People with a college degree today make, on average, and will make the rest of their life, $21,000 a year more than someone with a high school degree. People with a two-year degree from a community college are making $8,000, will continue to make $8,000 a year more. This is about being able to live a middle-class life. Look, from our standpoint, we think that America is climbing back out of the hole they got pushed into. We're determined to restore the bargain with the middle class and make everyone, give them a fair deal. And it's going to take reviving American manufacturing and access to college and college education and all of the above approach on energy to make sure this happens. And I don't know how we can't. Look, let me put it another way. I was asked by a group of foreign policy specialists what I thought the most significant thing we could do to maintain our security advantage into this century, and I'm supposedly a foreign policy guy. And it was an easy answer for me. I said, have the best educated population in the world. Any country that out-educates us is going to out-compete us. It's not about snobbery. It's about allowing people to be able to live a life like their parents lived in a middle-class environment, decent home, good school, promise to send their kids to college, and being able to take care of their parents and not have to be taking care of themselves by the time they're their parents' age.
In 2011, as you know, Iowans heard a lot from Republican presidential candidates who were offering prescriptions for the nation's manufacturing sector, and those involved far lower, if not even completely erased, taxes and a reduction in regulations. In your view, what's the single most important move the federal government can make to ensure the health of America's manufacturing sector?
The single most important move we can make is encourage insourcing. I met with some of the leading companies in the United States, some of the Fortune 20 companies, and Ford, the DuPont Company, Siemens, a whole bunch of major companies. And they said, look, the single most significant thing you can do to bring us back to the United States is to have the best trained workforce in the world. And we have 600,000 good paying jobs right now out there. that companies can't place in America. And these go from tool and die makers to people with advanced degrees and dealing how, I mean, excuse me, some certificate or degree after high school to be able to deal with the new energy sources we have out there. And so I'm talking to, this is coming from the CEOs of the DuPont company, the CEO of Ford Motor Company, et cetera. And so the single best thing we can do is provide the avenue for people, for the jobs that are available right now, decent paying jobs, provide an avenue for people to hook up with those companies. And the way to do that, and we're doing that with community colleges overwhelmingly across the country, where you have everyone from Dow to Siemens to a whole range of companies that are literally partnering with local community colleges and saying, look, we need 200 or 500 or 1,000 or 20 workers with this particular skill on this particular piece of advanced machinery. We'll partner with you. You train them, we'll hire them. And it's 600,000 good paying, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. And so the single most significant thing we can do is also incentivize manufacturers to come back to the United States. For example, we give people a significant tax break if they tear down a factory, clear all the equipment, and move it to China. We don't give them a tax break if they come back home. We should be giving a tax break to come back home, not to go abroad. We should be doing, and by the way, we also have introduced legislation to lower the corporate tax rate. Manufacturing is being hurt now worldwide. They're paying about 35%. Business taxes, corporate taxes, where people are paying 16-17%. And the way to do this is to equalize that. We want to bring the tax rate down below 30%. And so it's incentivizing companies to come home and stay. And that requires there to be significant and sound infrastructure, a well-educated population, and tax incentives to stay rather than go.
Mr. Vice President, I know your time is valuable. Thanks for sharing some of it with us.
Oh, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it. Are you kidding?